Hey, Lincoln.
Hey, Mercedes.
Hey, Lincoln.
Well, we just watched.
The Vavitch. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
We saw it.
So here we go, monumental occasion. Are you guys ready for this? I don't think they're ready for it.
But Lincoln liked this boring movie.
God damn it.
I'll ruin it.
No.
It terrible.
I'm the odd man out.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to happen this soon. I knew eventually probably
being called. Happened in high school. You're always the odd man out.
Last picks for dodgeball.
That's a deep cut. That's rough. You didn't even know me in high school. Yeah, well, kind of a little bit. Anyway, so first and foremost, I love this movie, and Kyle and Mercedes did not, so.
No.
It's great. Kyle, we've been waiting for a movie like this to come along.
Right? Yeah, I was hoping I'd be the one to like it, though, so I didn't have to just sit there and try not to fall asleep for an hour.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty bad.
Kyle.
I've seen infomercials with more plot than this.
That's true.
Bill. I watched a Tybo video once. Had better acting than this. Billy Blanks, dude.
You know, the sad thing is that I don't doubt in any way, shape, or form that at some point in your life you have watched fully, not like a snippet or anything, like from start to finish Tybo. Not that I think that you did the Tybo.
Just watched it.
You just sat there and watched it.
I don't think I ever watched a Tybo video.
We did it in high school. Our gym had it.
Yeah, okay. I'm like 40 years older than you.
Oh.
She doesn't even question it. God, you're old.
I know. Fucking old. All right, so what was this movie about, Lincoln?
Okay. Now,
and then I want Mercedes to say what it was about afterwards.
Okay. So The Witch is about this family in the 1600s that they are exiled from their group they live in because they came from England to settle in the United States. And they are exiled into the forest where they build a small little home and farm. And for the remainder of the movie, it's interpersonal conflict mixed with supernatural events, including a witch that lives in the forest, and then eventually it climaxes into a big old ending. That's the simplest way to put the plot, because that's essentially all of the points.
So Mercedes, in your opinion, what is The Witch about?
The Witch is about a family who becomes an outcast, and the community is like, yeah, we don't like you anymore, so they kick them out. So they go about, what did he say, like a day's wagon ride? So like 5 miles down the road to build a house. some field. And then one of their kids goes missing. And then the dad really doesn't care. But the mom's freaking out for the most of the movie. And it's just about kids and how annoying they are. No one should ever have kids. And,
yeah.
there's a witch for 5 minutes.
I don't think she's in there that long.
And that's it.
It's like if you watch Big Brother and someone on it just claimed to be a witch like every fourth episode. It's just people bickering and arguing.
I hate you so much. Okay.
From my perspective, I thought it was a very flat film. I thought the acting was flat. I thought the storytelling was flat. The scenery was boring. It was all muted and great. It was like Gears of War. And if they just... You know the scenes of Gears of War where they just walk around slowly talking?
Yep.
This is a fucking movie. And there's a goat in it.
There's a goat.
There's a fucking goat, whatever.
And a rabbit.
There's a rabbit. And there's a wolf.
Somewhere.
Yeah. I think it would have been better if it was just a wolf, honestly. The movie just felt flat to me. It was boring. Well, the premise was okay. The acting, a couple people were okay. The little kids, I fucking hated them.
Yep, I hate them.
I thought they were terrible. I thought the one kid that reminded me of, I forgot his fucking name, the Walking Dead kid.
Coral.
Yeah, it made me appreciate Coral's acting.
I
think he's Caleb in this. He's fucking terrible.
I don't know if I can disagree more with you right now.
I don't like any terrible anyone's.
Terry Funk, the dad, he was okay.
Nah.
He was okay. No. He was the best one. The main daughter, whatever her name is, Thomas Sam or something. I don't remember. We don't pull it up. She had a weird name. Not a common name. She was just bland and monotone and boring.
She tried too hard at the end.
Well, I think they made her try too hard. Yeah, her wicked, is fucking terrible.
Oh, the witch thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I disagree on all levels.
Okay. It's okay to be wrong sometimes.
Tell us, Lincoln. Tell us why.
I thought the acting was superb. I thought everybody did great. Even I was very, very much so surprised by how much I enjoyed the performances of the children not necessarily the twins. I thought the twins were fine. I thought they had a very good performance for the characters that they were portraying. I thought that the boy was great in all of like the different, because his character is more based towards like internal struggles with himself, and I think that he conveyed that very well. And same thing with the daughter. The daughter I thought was fantastic. I thought her performance was great. I thought that she was very emotive, and the character that she was portraying, she acted very well. And I thought that both of the parents were very good. The bleakness of the cinematography, I disagree with, because I think that, yeah, it was bleak, but I think that it fit the tone of the movie. And every single shot in this movie was just beautiful cinematography. Like, every single shot was great. Like, the composition, everything.
I do not agree with that.
Neither do I.
And as far as the bleakness and color, it's been done to fucking death.
Like, give me five movies right now.
Every horror movie made in the past 10 years.
Well, there you go, Lincoln. Showed you.
But I liked it because it fit the tone of the movie. More so than just having it as just bleak colors for no reason. Just,
I mean, that's true.
Add a bleakness.
If it was vibrant and color, it would make you think that things were going to happen.
Can I tell you why I think there should be more color, though?
Why?
It's because it's more of a natural setting. The woods, the witch, who is buck-ass naked. If she would have grime, dirt, more gritty looking, she just looked like Gollum, except fatter.
I felt like I was watching Snow White and the Huntsman. It's the same bleakness, it's the same color palette.
Her hair, like, it would have looked way better if it was color, just a little bit of color. The blood even didn't look good.
Let's say this is an artsy movie. It's an art house film. I'm surprised it got a wide theatrical release. Mm-hmm. I'm even more surprised it's getting as good as reviews as it is. Not saying that we're right and that we don't like it, but in its style, and this was promoted as the scariest horror movie in years. It's not a horror movie.
I disagree.
There's nothing.
It's a horror movie in the same vein that The Shining is a horror movie.
It's a thriller.
Yeah.
It's different.
It's still a horror. It still fits in the horror genre, though.
Yeah.
It has witches and the devil.
It has a goat and a naked lady twice.
It's true. Twice.
Does it really have the witches and devil?
But it does.
You could have done the same movie without them.
Yeah.
You could have done this exact same movie with there being nothing supernatural in it.
Okay. The worst.
Yeah. They added nothing to this movie.
I disagree. I don't know how you could...
Especially when the fucking goat started talking. I was done.
That was fantastic.
That was my favorite part, was seeing the devil, because he had the sexiest voice.
No, seeing the devil's one thing.
Very tempting.
But when they imply that the goat is talking...
Yes, because it's a fucking demon.
It's dumb. It's cartoony.
How is it cartoony?
A talking goat is cartoony.
Well, we never see the goat talk, though.
No.
There's just a voice, and then you see a form behind her, like, which is the devil in human form, which is the coolest part, and that's it. That's the only part I liked of it.
Yeah. I think it should have ended there.
In the book. I like to see the book.
And so, the spoiler, we've already spoiled it, but I think the witch circle at the end didn't need to be there.
The only problem I have with that scene...
I don't really think that... Was that just like, hey, in case you didn't realize, she's becoming a witch. I think her signing the deal with the devil... was a better ending than the witch circle for no reason, just so she could float into the sky.
I was okay with the witch circle, but I think that the floating I could have done without.
It was just cheesy.
That was the only thing that
I guess that's my thing with the goat thing. When I say cartoon, to me it just didn't fit the tone of this film. The floating especially did not fit the tone of this film.
Yeah.
I thought that was silly. I could have done without the circle of witches at the end. Could have done without that. Could have done without it.
So Kyle... Yeah. What were the main themes of this movie?
The main themes were God.
Yes, lots of God.
Mm-hmm. Teenage angst. Family bickering.
Mm-hmm.
And goats.
And a rabbit. And naked people.
There's some naked, gross-looking people.
Yes. Drinking goat milk.
Terry
blood.
Funk chopping wood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's it. I didn't care enough about this movie to even bother.
I just want to know if you got, like, did you... Was there any symbolism that you think was done right in the movie? Like, was there anything that resonated with you?
The rabbit.
The rabbit, to a sense, worked.
But it was never explained.
Well, that's what... I mean, they don't explain symbolism.
No, but I mean, they...
It just didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. Like, you see the rabbit, and it pops up.
This was a... I think one of the downfalls to me for this movie is it was trying to be artsy and it was trying to be mainstream, and those don't always work together. I think some symbolism was thrown in there, just throw it in.
It doesn't make sense too sometimes when it's in there. Like when you see the rabbit in the forest, you know, the horse freaks out, but then you see the rabbit in with the goats and the goats are fine. And I'm like, okay, so are the goats demons too? Like, what's happening right now? And then you find out, like, at first I thought the rabbit was Lucifer because they were talking about the devil. I was like, all right, well, it's the rabbit. It explains it. And they're like, oh, no, it's a goat. And I'm like, all right, so what's the rabbit? And I was like, maybe it's the witch. I don't know what the rabbit is.
My interpretation of the rabbit was the fleeting desperation of them slowly going to starve to death because all of their crops are going out.
Because of the devil.
Because of the devil.
No.
And they're...
He turned the milk to blood. The eggs were just... They were all fertilized. Yeah, he was ruining their food.
Not the crops, though. They were eating crops.
No, the dad just didn't fucking plant enough crops. Yeah. That's just shitty parenting.
But the corn, remember? But no, he takes the corn and half the corn's rotten. Remember?
Yeah, but that happened a lot back then. Just like him cutting wood in that white linen. Yeah, right, my husband cutting wood in my fine white linen. I'd whoop his ass. That's the only white linen they probably have.
Did you find any symbolism in the wood cutting?
Relief of stress.
Yeah. I just want a Terry Funk shirtless.
God damn it. Stop calling it Terry Funk.
He looks like fucking Terry Funk. You guys seen when he came out in his sweatpants and baggy shirt before he got gored by fucking Satan?
This is my interpretation of the woodcutting. By the way, I'm going to be a pretentious douchebag this entire review because there's like no way that I can't. So the woodcutting was, I think, like you said, like a release of the aggression.
Yeah.
I think that with this movie, each character is dealing with inner turmoil that the overall religious kind of tones of the movie deals with. The daughter is dealing with kind of the angst, the loss of religion, and the overall feeling out of place in the family. The son is dealing with his onset puberty and sexual frustrations. The father is very prideful, and it seems that there's a hidden kind of anger in him. And I think that the wood cutting is kind of a metaphor.
I mean, it's not hidden at the end.
Not at the end.
He makes it blatantly clear.
But
yeah.
throughout the movie, you have the wood cutting segments showing how, like, there's a scene where it's raining and he's outside and he's cutting the wood. And there's no reason for him to be cutting the wood other than to just simply bring the hatchet down on what, like, he wishes that he could, like, his family. Then we have the twins, which their turmoil is more so as just kind of a laissez-faire attitude where they don't fully understand exactly what's going on. They're very susceptible to the different beliefs. You know, case in point, it's just kind of innocence is really what they are symbolizing.
Innocence?
The beginning, yes.
No, they symbolize annoying little kids.
No, they symbolize innocence because they are easily swayed by the devil because innocent and blah, blah. Yeah,
right.
Devil corrupting you.
They're terrible.
I thought they would have been cool. I was like, oh, there's gonna be twins like The Shining. No, they were terrible.
And you said, did you not? You didn't enjoy the scene where the son is
he's like
pleading to Jaw.
He's got the devil in him.
Oh god, he's fucking terrible.
He was really bad.
That was great.
That was terrible. It's not as bad as the scene where he's just yelling at his dad when they're at the trap. That tell me I'm not going to Timmy, Timmy, Timmy. When he was just being a normal kid, he was fine. When he was trying to, like, be dramatic, no.
I thought that scene was fine.
I
the only issues that I had with it was that it was a little hard to
understand
what they were saying because of the dialogue.
Sometimes, the dialect and the actors, I mean, our main character is from Miami, Florida. Mm. This is not how she's... Sometimes it was really hard to understand what the hell they said, especially the Caleb kid.
Yeah.
I just couldn't understand him a lot of times. What? It's great you're having this emotional thing. I don't know what the fuck you just said.
I didn't really enjoy that scene, though.
Did you like the two little kids pretending to flop around like fish?
Like Pentecostals.
Yeah.
Speaking in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Ghost in them.
Yeah.
Shake it.
Because, you know, there's the religious symbolism in the movie. A lot of it...
Would you call it symbolism? They're pretty blatant with the religious things.
Yeah, not really. So I'm trying to think of a term to say.
Can I say something?
Yes, Mercedes, you can say something.
Okay, so what I want to say about the religion thing in this movie is why the movie's so uneasy to people is because religion is in it. If it was just a witch, if this was like Blair Witch 2 or 3 or whatever, I think 2's already been made, so 3, there's no religion whatsoever in it. It wouldn't be creepy. It wouldn't be weird. It was because the family was so, I guess, close to God, that's in, you know, whatever quotations, but it's not really, there's a couple things in there where I was like, okay, that would be creepy if that was something someone didn't know about. The whole thing with the dad, like, I'm not raising a witch in this house. And first off, the dad never beat anyone. Back then, if you were a father, you beat the shit out of your kids. He, like, whenever that girl was, like, talking smack to him, I thought he was going to slap her in the face or something.
Yeah.
Never did. Never
even
did.
Even when his wife hit him, he just cradled took her and took her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's no way.
That doesn't necessarily fit the times.
It doesn't. And so with religion being a big part of this movie, that's the only thing that it really had going creepy-wise. Was that, hey, this is about, you know, religion and God and stuff, and there's a witch, and clearly the devil, you know. And it really wasn't scary.
No, and it was really billed as a very scary. There was a lot, I mean, we all saw the teaser trailers.
Yeah.
And now the reviews talking about the scariest horror movie in years. I just don't see that at all.
It was unsettling.
It wasn't unsettling.
I think it was unsettling.
No,
it
was. I don't think it was.
Because a witch has nothing to do with God.
The witch had nothing to do with this movie.
Yes.
Nothing.
Would you like my counter arguments now for everything you said? Because I have.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the whole thing with there being lots of character development, there was no development whatsoever. You hear them, you know, praying to God, being like, God, forgive me, you know, I've done this, you know, I've looked at my sister's tits, you know, stuff like that. But there's never no show of remorse. There's never no show of I want forgiveness. It's just like, here's my problem, and here are more problems. And there's nothing more. They never try to fix the problems.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the kid's like, oh yeah, you know, I'm going through puberty, you know, my dick's hard, stuff like that. That's what I'm assuming he could not get up whenever he was getting the water, because he probably had a hard-on or something. And she was like, what are you doing? Why aren't you moving? And he just sat there for a second. That's what I was thinking in my head. I was like, dude.
Do you think a little kid's having hard-ons?
Yes.
Fucking weirdo.
That's what I thought.
It's fucking gross.
But, so, you know, then he's presented with the rabbit, and the rabbit leads him to the bitch. And she's a sexy form now, and then he's pretty much given into his manly desires.
Mm-hmm.
So he's never relieved. There's never any more, like, fixing problems. And the whole thing with the girl, I mean, she was about to be sold off to someone. She doesn't care about anything after that. So there's no character development. And then the two twins, they are just annoying as shit. That's all they had going for them. Like, I think it's because you're an only child, Lincoln. You don't understand how little siblings are.
I'm an only child, and I'm with the others.
Since you're an only child, you don't understand. Whenever my little brothers and sisters were like that, I did not allow for such things to happen. I would straight whoop them.
And as characters in a film, they didn't add anything.
No, other than being annoying.
Other than being another scapegoat for the witches.
Another thing that was weird was they had the witch on a broomstick. Like, the little girl was like, yeah, I see her riding on her broomstick. And I was like, why didn't we get to see that?
We do at the end when they... Well, we don't see them riding as much as we see them just being lifted on a wire straight up.
Yeah.
They could have done a bit more with that ending. They literally just went straight up.
And I also want to complain about her house, too. Her house looks so freaking cool from the outside.
We never got to see the inside?
No, you do. It's that crap place that she took the baby to, where it's just that hole. That's all it is.
Well, that's if it's the same witch.
That is, because
they do show at the
witches.
End there are multiple witches. I'm gonna assume that's the same witch, and that's how she got to look youthful at that moment in time.
Mm.
Is by cutting the baby's dick off.
Yeah.
I thought she just ate the child.
Yeah, but she took that knife.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Right, she was going for the penis.
Yeah, yeah.
She needed that little morsel, you know, little like taste test.
And she was churning it like butter, scrunching it up. It was cool. Like, I wish I was in more of the witch.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I say the witch really, if we want to go to, the witch is more of a metaphor in this movie than a character.
Yeah.
Because the witch does is barely seen, doesn't do anything.
The only time that she's ever seen is by the little kids who blatantly lie, and then at the very end by what's-her-face. But then she passes out somehow for some reason and wakes up and all the goats are slaughtered or something.
I mean, it's just movie convenience. And we're going to assume that the twins are dead.
Yeah.
Because they weren't there.
Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to guess that those two were eaten by the lady that's just sucking off a goat.
But my question is, that's true.
She was. She just slurping away on those teats.
But it was blood, wasn't it?
Well, I think that, maybe he's like, I'll give you some milk. Which.
Oh, okay, whatever. But another thing.
I am Satan, after all.
Was what protected that girl from the witches? Is it her potential to become a witch? Was it because she was a virgin still? What was it?
Do we know she was a virgin?
Yeah, she was a virgin because she just came into womanhood.
That doesn't mean anything.
She was
fucking 1600s.
She was. Okay.
My brother could have fucked her. He wanted to. He was close.
That is true.
Another 30 minutes on this movie, they were making little inbred babies.
From my interpretation of it, the reason why is because of her lack of...
That's the only reason... That's why she was protected from Satan?
Essentially, yes. Because she had rejected Jesus.
Well, she'd rejected God, so basically...
How did she... Well, at the very end, she did. But what about whenever the baby was stolen? And what about her being in the shed, locked in? Now, let me tell you this, too. This is another thing that made me mad about this movie. He locks his children, nails them into a shed, nails it shut. They cannot get
with
out.
With the goat.
With the goat in there. And then something happens, right? And then he gets impaled by the goat, picks up the axe like he's going to kill the goat. And he's like, oh, no, I believe in God. I'm not going to do that. You just nailed your children into a shed, but you won't kill a goat that just impaled you?
Well, he nailed the children in the shed more so to protect himself than that. That's what I got from that. And the whole scene of him...
With the demon goat.
Yes, because he already thought that they were...
I mean, the reason he didn't kill the goat is...
Because of his faith. That's what it came down to.
Yeah.
And then also, going back to the metaphor of the woodcutter...
When your faith leads you to believe this thing is the devil... You're just gonna let the devil...
He also makes a reference to something in the Bible about... a man who is going to kill his son, and then God sends an angel down to stop him whenever he is nailing them into the shed. So he was going to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Is what? So why did he not kill the goat? He was
because
going to kill
that, to him. That maybe that was the angel coming down to stop him.
Oh, whatever.
He wanted his children. He didn't want his. My thing is, if you think this goat is the devil, because. Maybe it's for the times they were pretty fucking quick to believe that their children were witches.
No, just one person was. The mom.
Oh, so was the dad. He's the one that nailed him into the fucking house. Yeah.
All of them, though.
Yeah, but he was...
He didn't believe just her. All of them.
Yeah, but, alright, let's say you believe that the two little ones are talking to a goat who is the devil.
Yes.
Fucking kill a goat. It's just a goddamn goat. Just kill the fucking goat.
And the rabbit. Why couldn't they kill the rabbit?
Well, they couldn't catch the rabbit because Lord knows they can't run in the fucking woods. They can't shoot a gun.
How does he have an eye? How does he have an eye left?
They could have put a scar or something, because he really, Peter Griffin sold that in the woods for a while. Come on, it like backfires, he just sits there on the ground.
And the way those rifles are made is that is gunpowder right there at your eye. That is ignited.
He was pretty fine.
Blows up in
his
face.
Eye was fine.
I can't tell you how many times it happened in the Wild West where people are shooting and they lose an eye. It happens more times than not.
To me, it was Peter Griffin. It was so hilarious.
So much about this.
Because it just went on a bit too long of him just going,
and the dog, he's like, damn it, dog.
Oh, get off of me. Get off of me. I'm wondering if that was just the fucking dog just actually got in his face.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, the dog died too. Jimmy Fallon or whatever his name was.
Jimmy.
Falcor? What was the dog's name?
Just call the dog Jimmy Fallon.
I'm pretty sure the name was Fowler.
Yeah, it was something around the lines of that.
To me, this movie had a lot of potential.
Yeah.
It could have been good. It just wasn't.
Well, the question is, how do you make a witch creepy?
How hard is it to make a witch creepy? It's a witch. But show it eating the baby.
But she wasn't creepy.
Show it doing something. Fucking put a coat on her. Why do all the witches have to be naked?
Because they're one with nature.
Yeah, but the little kid even goes, I saw a witch run with her cloak on. I saw her when she's young, she puts clothes on. Did the young actress does not want to show her tits like the old lady did?
It has to do with the folklore. That's my understanding.
That's what I'm assuming.
A very large amount of this is heavily steeped in the folklore of that time period.
Well, I mean, it tells you at the end. Yeah. And a lot of the dialogue is taken directly from diaries.
Which we know, like, 80% of those are not true, so.
Well, yeah, because witches aren't fucking real.
There you go.
I would say 100% of them aren't true.
Yeah.
Because witches aren't real. But people can argue with me all they want on that. Witches aren't fucking real.
I was like, we're going to have some pro-witchers getting on our ass.
You know what? Come at me, Wiccans.
Go Scooby-Doo on your ass.
That's fine. I don't know.
So... They could have done me more. The folklore, Lincoln, of why the witches are naked, because I know something about that.
Do you, Mercedes?
I do.
I don't know too much about it. I never really looked into the folklore of witches during that time period too much. The only thing I know about is I have a shirt, Kyle, and you know what shirt I'm talking about. Do you?
No.
Do you?
No.
No, I have a shirt that it's actually based on that time period. It was this wood carving of witches dancing around a fire with the devil.
Yes.
And I just know that was kind of like a common theme of no clothes. I don't know exactly understand where that started or anything like that. I'm not too knowledgeable about it, but...
I mean, they were naked in Blair Witch, too.
We don't talk about
that. No, we don't. I did see someone compare this movie to Blair Witch, though.
That's an unfair comparison.
Love it or hate it, that's fucking stupid.
Happened in the Woods.
It's a completely different movie.
Yeah.
So, what I understand about witches is that there are many different kinds of witches. And there are witches who believe, like, in the natural earth. Type deal, like Wiccans, like Kyle said. And then there are witches who are from folklore that, you know, cast spells and they can change their form and they have their cauldron that they boil children in. The whole thing with her killing the baby was to make a broomstick to fly. That is a real thing in folklore that they do talk about, which they touch on in the movie, which is awesome. I didn't think that anyone knew about that other than me. And so it's like they took a whole bunch of different kinds of witch and smashed it into one character. Which makes no sense to me, because someone who's going to change their appearance shouldn't be naked, because it doesn't give them clothes.
But she had clothes.
Where'd she get clothes?
I don't know, she just chooses not to wear them. We saw her wearing clothes.
So if she was a witch that was one with when the earth, she wouldn't have clothes. She wouldn't have anything.
Why didn't we saw her?
Maybe she needs clothes for when she...
Fucks little boys.
Yeah. And she totally gave that little boy syphilis. Did anyone else think that?
Syphilis?
He was like, it's in me, it's inside me, and he's got, like, cuts all over him, and they're, like, bleeding him. Oh, it was so funny.
I mean, you know, it was the 1600s.
She totally gave him an STD.
She probably gave him an STD. That witch probably fucked a lot of, like, wolves and shit. In her little hobbit hole, she just invites him back. Come in, little woodchuck. She just shoves it in there. Oh, in her witch-gina.
No. Oh, no.
In her vagina.
But I'm assuming, like, because shortly after she kidnaps the baby, it's very, very dark. This is one of the things I did not like about this movie, is that it's so dark, sometimes you can't see the scene that's happening. What she did was she killed the baby. I think you have to take its intestines, and that's what you wrap the broomstick with, and it gives you the power to flight. And so she does that, and you see her walk out of her house, and then it looks like she's stationary, but she's actually floating. So she's flying on her broomstick out into the night, and then shortly after you hear the children talk about it, but you don't see it. Like, you can't make out some of the things that happen. That's why I don't like the lighting in this movie at all. Please just light a couple more candles. Like, there's a scene of the girl making candles. She has a giant bucket of candles. They only have one in the house, it seems like. I don't know why. When they're eating dinner, I'm surprised they could figure out where the bread was to cut it, or I guess pull it apart, because there's one candle that was stationary upright, and then the other one was horizontal, just sitting there, not doing anything. And I was like, what is the point of that candle? Why don't they light something up, please?
Of all complaints, not enough fucking candles in this movie.
It's another thing with witches, they have candles.
Witches like their candles, yeah.
Did you not like the cinematography on it?
I didn't think it was anything special. It didn't, like, stand out to me, no.
There was the woods, and then there was the little thing that they were in. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm talking more about, like, shot composition and stuff like that.
There's nothing special.
I heavily disagree on that. I thought there were a lot of scenes that were, like, very, very stunning.
The dad falling in shit was pretty good. The shit that was nowhere near the barns. But
oh, okay. I was like, which part are you talking about?
Yeah.
And the mom was like, undress your dad.
Yeah, strip your dad down naked. Because he can't do it himself. What's wrong with you? I know you just lost a baby.
You don't sound like that at all.
Immediately at the beginning of the movie.
Yes.
It's like they're like, first 5 minutes, we're going to brush the sex position. What are we going to do after that? Fucking nothing. We're just going to slow play the fuck out of this for an hour. Why can't they stretch that out a little bit with the baby being stolen? It's so fucking immediate. Why do I care about this baby? I just met the goddamn thing during the peekaboo.
Yep. And for being a Christian family, they lie and they cheat and they steal more than anything.
This is true, but that's, I think, a major part of the
their overall sins and why the devil's doing what he's doing.
But it would have helped so much with the story if they would have just been honest with one another.
That's the point of them not being honest.
No, like the baby. Like the little girl was like, I didn't even see a wolf. And the dad's like, go tell your mother right now what you just told me. Why did she say she saw a wolf? Why didn't she just say the baby was there and then it was gone? They just assumed there was a wolf.
It's a fucking baby.
Because at that point in the story, everyone loved each other. So if they were like, hey, someone took
I don't know that they baby. Ever loved her.
No, they did. They did at first.
Oh, my mom's kind of fucking shit on it.
Well, yeah, because she lost her kid.
Yeah, because that old lady doesn't need no fucking crows sucking on that teeth.
Oh, anymore. Dude, that...
I've never seen you cringe and, like, squirm so
that
much.
That is so pain. Oh, so much pain. That's another thing, is how is the mom like, oh, you're the witch, when she had a freaking crow pecking on her tit. And she wakes up, and you can see it, she's still bleeding on her boob. Like, she knows that there was something wrong with her in her head. How in the world did her daughter do that when she was locked up in a shed? Not locked up, nailed into a shed. With a goat.
With a goat. I won't let this goat go. It's just a fucking goat.
But that's one thing that I told Kylos. One thing that surprised me was I thought that the devil was the rabbit. To find out it was the goat was a big surprise to me. I just thought that it was
the goat. I didn't think they would go the cliche that it really is.
Me too. And I thought they would like behead it and there'd be goat blood everywhere. That never happened.
I don't know. I think it would have been better to not have the devil actually be.
I thought it was the
coolest part. There. You know, more implied the whole time.
I thought it was
the coolest part. It was the coolest part. But I think it could have fit the tone a little bit better if there was more implied. Like the devil was more implied. The witch was more implied.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, for the most of the movie, the witch was. They accused their children of being witches and they accused each other. Did there really need to be a real fucking witch?
That's what I'm saying. Is at the beginning of the movie, she would have said, hey, someone took your kid, and they would have gone out and looked in the forest thinking there was a legit witch. Oh, I mean, they wouldn't have turned on each other. I mean, there would have been a witch. And then we would have pitchforks and people from wherever kind of...
Well, that's like a day away. Think he's going to go get help? Jesus Christ.
They had their horse to that time.
Whew, it's a day away, Mercedes.
It's terrible.
I'm glad I'm not the only one. I'm like, that's not that far, dude.
Actually, I didn't even really think about
it. If you think about 1600s on a wagon, a day's trip, not that fucking far. They were not exiled all that far out of town.
Kyle?
I mean, a whole day away. Oof.
Kyle, my child.
Yes, sir.
What would you give this movie out of 10?
Like a 4. I do think there's an audience for it. I think, even with the reviews, I still think it would have been better if it wasn't a mainstream full release. Because these types of... I'm surprised. I'm still surprised this movie is doing as well as it is with mainstream audiences. I mean, I would have loved there was a couple teenagers in the theater with us. I would have loved to see what they thought of this movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess they just made out the whole time and probably didn't worry about it.
Probably.
But, just snuck in booze.
Because this movie, I mean, it worked for it somehow. I think it suffers the same thing Pride and Prejudice and Zombies did. It was just poor, I mean, shit fucking advertisement. They advertised a completely different movie than what this was. This is not the scariest horror movie in years.
Not scary at all.
No. I mean, you say it's more unnerving than...
Yeah, I was more so...
When you hear scary movie, this is not what you think of when you think of scary movie. I'm going to sleep just fine tonight with my fucking goats.
It scares me in the same way that The Shining scares me, where it's just an unnerving feeling throughout most of it, kind of sunk in with me. Personally, it sunk in with me.
It's because you're a fucking witch.
But there were things to be unnerving about.
You're just going to keep just proclaiming witch?
Nail him in the shit. That's what they do in this. Mom and daddy, she's a witch. What, you little whore? You're a witch. Well, I mean, you just fucking out of nowhere jumped to witches with this.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that seemed rushed in this to me. Yeah. Especially when they had so much time to ease into things a little bit more. There's a lot of time. The pacing in this, I just think, was not very good. Like the beginning with the baby stealing and the cuts. And it was quick. Why? They had another fucking hour where they didn't do much. They could have, maybe that baby could have stolen a minute 11 and not 4. You know? That's the problem with the baby stealing. I didn't give a fuck.
What about the baby?
We didn't even know their names at that point.
No.
Oh no, a baby stole. I have no fucking ties to this goddamn kid or family.
They should have showed
fuck that baby.
A body, or the witch should have left something behind. to make them.
It's like an IOU.
There you go. I'll give you my firstborn son too.
This is just a should have been a baby goat.
<There you go>.
It just says my bee.
That's it. Mercedes, out of 10, what would you give it?
A 3.
What would you give it? You can only go as high as 10.
You're not going to like what I'm about to say.
It's your opinion. I'm not going to shit on you for it.
9.7.
9.7? That's crazy.
9.7. I love this movie.
Like 97 out of 10?
9.7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who says 97 is a 9.7?
This was more of a movie that was in line with stuff like Antichrist, which I will say a million times. Which, if you hated The Witch, I really don't know if you'd like Antichrist anymore.
I didn't hate The Witch. There was nothing there for me to hate.
Well, you're just you're very indifferent to it.
No, I'm not indifferent. I was bored.
Okay.
I'm not saying symbolism wasn't there. There's not an audience for it. I do like artsy movies. This one just didn't. It didn't catch me.
There's nothing that surprised
there's me. There's nothing. Like, I just was not even remotely engrossed in anything in this movie.
I was thoroughly engrossed in the movie.
How?
Huh?
What about it? What about it? Did you? Were you just like, oh man?
Just the.
I do like looking at her boobs. That's what I said.
No.
I want to see her naked. Maybe she'll be a witch.
I was just really entranced by.
Terry Funk?
No, not by fucking Terry. I just felt that I loved all of the different, the symbolism and just the interpersonal conflicts that were happening. And I thought that visually it was a stunning movie. And I just loved all the overlaying themes of, like, the religion and the actual literal representation of the said religious aspects. And I just, I don't know, like, I was very captivated by all of it. I thought all the performances were great. And I thought it was very deep movie that I plan on seeing many more times.
Really? Oh. I wonder if it's because I come from a religious family that religion's, like, it's not anything. It's just a thing.
I just think that it's interesting because they're portraying the family as, like, religious fanaticism. And I think
Not really. There are people that do that.
I'm saying, like, in that, because, like, the whole thing with the mother, her downfall is that she's so engrossed in the religion to the point of where she's talking about that she loves Jesus in a more personal way than she loves her husband.
A lot of people feel that way.
I know, but I'm just saying that that's like a theme with her character in the movie.
I don't know.
She basically says she wants to fuck Jesus.
She said that she's been so close to God and felt his everlasting love, and she's fallen so far from her faith that she doubts she'll ever feel that again.
Mm-hmm.
So when she says that, she doesn't mean that she wants to fuck Jesus. She says
don't
that,
act like you wouldn't fuck Jesus.
I wouldn't know. Just saying. Is Lincoln okay?
I don't know. I didn't think it was that funny.
Why would you ask that?
Why wouldn't I ask that?
Whatever.
That's what we're talking about here. Yeah, go with the program.
But what she says is, like, there are certain things that, I guess coming from a religious family, it happens a lot where people feel, like, this warmth, this love of God, and they don't feel it in, like, a physical way. It's like eternal happiness, like a warmth, a light, I guess. I've never felt this way.
I mean, they do use the term light a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
So it's just that she's losing her faith because she's lost so many children and she's struggling. And she wants to go back to England, which makes no sense because they were prosecuted for their religion.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that don't make sense.
Well, I think her whole thing is that she'd rather be prosecuted for her religion than continue to lose children. I think that's her whole thing. I think her whole thing was just, like, her loss of faith comes because she abandoned a comfortable life that she had so that they can have religious freedom, but doing so has cost her blood.
Well, she didn't abandon. They got kicked out of the community.
Based on religion, though.
Yeah.
So they didn't get religious freedom, basically.
Well, the thing is that she doesn't matter what she thinks. She, at this point in time, it's wherever the husband went, the wife went.
Yeah, and she's fucking dead, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Bitch sliced her face open. And she gently choked her. She could have put a little oomph behind that choke.
Maybe she was weak. She didn't have her tit not off.
But she was strong enough. It was working because the daughter felt the need to slice her fucking face open.
Because she was going to die. Kyle, we've been through this. Do we have to go through this again?
It didn't. But did you see that chokehold? We've seen chokeholds in movies. Yeah, there was no pressure there.
Her face was turning red.
Don't you think that was kind of the point, though?
Maybe she's embarrassed.
Of being choked by her mom?
I don't know. Maybe she could see down her mom's shirt.
Hey, Kyle. Interesting thing that you bring up with the choking.
What?
synthesis. What
do you you're saying how you were talking about how it didn't look like that she was like thoroughly choking her, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think that was the point of the scene, though?
No.
No.
I disagree. Because I think that her killing the mother was not out of self-defense. I feel like that was more of just the violence that she wanted to put towards her mother because she'd been cast aside.
No, not at all.
I think it was just bad acting.
Because she made it a point several times through the movie to try to make her mom like her again.
Mm-hmm.
And the only hatred, the only bad thing that she ever showed was whenever she was messing with her little sister, which her little sister rightfully deserved that.
She deserved that.
She's a little brat.
Little bitch. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have thrown her in the creek.
God, she looked like a fucking doll. She's creepy looking. That's the creepiest part about the movie is those two little fucking twins.
Out of the entire family, she was probably the only one that didn't have a lot of sin.
God, we should have put them in a fucking.
Yep. Hopefully she didn't bake them.
Hopefully she did.
Maybe she ate them. Like Hansel, they are Hansel and Gretel.
They are, yeah. Ugh, I hated those kids.
They were terrible. Annoying. Not innocent at all.
No. They were little instigators.
Yes, they were.
They started all this shit.
Absolutely did.
It's their fault. And they're not innocent. It is their fault.
And how do they know about witches? That's not something that you tell children before.
They're talking to the fucking goat.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That
is true. Patrick or whatever his name is.
Philip Black.
Philip
Black Goat.
Yeah, why does he got to be a black, you know?
Because he was a literal black goat.
I don't know why he needed to be.
His fur was actually black, huh?
Did he need to be black, Philip, though?
Oh my god.
Yeah, so we were talking to Dick, the goat. And you like that? No? Dick's not short for Philip, so I don't know what's going with. I just really was fucking didn't want to insult that goat.
It was a terrible goat.
The exposition came through a fucking goat.
Yeah.
All the kids did was torment this goat.
They did. They
never made it seem in the movie like they were conversing with the goat.
Yeah.
They were chasing it and tormenting it until they were pissing it off.
Singing songs about it.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, they talk to him all the time. He talks to him. What? I've seen many interactions. They never spoke to the goat.
Why did you think that they were tormenting the goat? I didn't see the
and they were chasing it with a fucking stick until it would rear up.
Yeah.
Because that's what animals do when you fucking chase them. Chase a goat. See what happens.
Yes, they can do it.
They will fucking attack you.
I thought you meant like that you thought that they were actively...
Like harming it?
Yes.
No, but they were chasing it with sticks and...
I think it was more of a playful thing,
though. Yeah, but goats don't find that playful.
I know, I'm not talking about the goat. I'm just saying that
the goat
isn't a goat.
He's Lucifer. You're chasing the devil around. Do you think he's going to take that?
Or maybe he wasn't the devil at that time, because you think the goat would be like, playing.
He was totally the devil the entire time.
That's what I meant by tormenting. Okay. They were aggravating an animal, and after the word dad's like, whoa, hold the fuck on, Philip. Gotta get you in. don't kill my kids. That's especially goats. They're very, they don't put up with shit.
They don't. They'll headbutt you.
Put a small child in with a goat and see what happens. They'll headbutt that fucker in between the eyes.
And it, like, the child got in at one point.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
So I guess a little bit of implied, maybe the kids would have talked open-endedly when they're talking to the goat. But they made it act like, well, duh, yeah, they talk to it all the time.
Yeah.
He talks to him. Why didn't we see that? We saw so many interactions with the goat. Why didn't we get, like, one-sided conversations between the annoying girl and the fucking goat?
And the whole thing with them not being able to say their prayer and stuff, I was like, all right, so is it because of the goat thing? Or were they
just
being
possessed
annoying?
All of a sudden.
Yeah.
So I'm all about symbolism, but some things like that to me is more of a, they're just telling us why things are happening.
Yeah.
And they never show us. It's a fucking movie. It's not a book. I that really bothered me, which, because the girl even said it matter-of-factly, like, the goat talks to him all the time.
Yeah.
It's had an hour and 20 minutes before you mentioned this. Why couldn't we see that or get hints of it?
I was like, what?
You can't just throw things out there like, duh.
I think that's when it really surprised me. I was like, wait, it's the goat? That's what it is? Because the dad's like, black demons and stuff like that. And I'm like,
it would have been easy enough to sprinkle in some
red eyes
foreshadowing
in
there.
Well, the thing about that, though, is that I think that they were still trying to make it so you were unsure if there were actual supernatural events going on. If they would have had a scene in the movie where it is literally the goat talking instead of the very end.
No, not the goat talking. We don't hear the goat talk. It's just the child talks to the goat in a one-sided way.
Oh, okay.
Which children do. It's not always the devil. I mean, we were all little. We've talked to toys and shit. Yes. They're not really talking.
Just so you know, Lincoln.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Woody?
It falls in that. I get what you're saying as the storytelling. They wanted to leave that doubt there.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, we know the goat was the devil, so that's silly to not have. It's like the fucking boy. When you're like, oh, but it was supernatural. It wasn't fucking supernatural. At the end of the movie, when you look back on the story, that was fucking dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel about the goat. Just one scene. Like, throwing in the background, we overhear the fucking kids talking with the goat. Something. To where later you'd be like, oh, that wasn't bullshit.
Maybe then bawling at it was its own language. It taught them how to speak goat.
I don't know. Some red herrings throughout the movie would have been nice to keep the audience in that disbelief. There weren't really, other than just he said, she said. Almost said bullshit after it, but then I'd have to go on the wet biscuit. So, you know, maybe some things are like, oh no, this is a witch. Oh, come to find out, no. That wasn't the witch at all. It's just this normal thing that's happening.
And we already knew that it was supernatural because we saw the witch.
Yeah, so, and for the characters, if they were to believe things were supernatural, and every now and then, especially at the beginning, they're proven wrong.
Yeah.
I think that would have been good. Because instead now it's like, our son died. Witch!
Yep.
Witch! And then everybody's like, I mean, yeah, you're right. It's
kind of how it was, though. So
I know, but from a... I know during the time, that's how it was. From a film, a movie, a storytelling standpoint. I think they wasted a long period of time in this movie where it dragged. And then they rushed these bits when there's no need to rush them.
I agree. Just like where they were like, all right, this is where we're going to build our house. Next scene, house is built.
And
like,
well, I don't mean, I don't need to, I don't give a fuck about seeing their house being built.
I do. I like watching that stuff.
All right, that's, I mean, no.
You're not curious about how one dude and like one little kid built a house?
No.
Really?
Yeah, witchcraft.
Witches. It's a witch.
It's witch. And the main thing is like the baby being stolen. There was no impact there to me.
No.
Other than the shock factor of the babies getting cut open.
Yeah.
Because we didn't, do we even know the characters' names at that point?
No, we know the dad's name because the guy was fucking, like, we're tired of you and your shit, yeah. Leave.
So, it's like Godzilla. When the dude's wife dies at the beginning?
I felt terrible.
And it's supposed to be all sad?
I felt terrible.
Yeah, but that was way more heavy-handed.
Yeah, but I'm just saying I had the same feeling of you.
Okay.
There should be an emotional response to a baby getting stolen and cut open, but there wasn't because I didn't give a fuck. It's just a stupid little baby. Samuel? What's his name? Samuel?
Sam, yeah.
Sam, whatever. It's dead baby.
Sure. So it said in the credits, dead baby.
it sounds heartless, but there was no emotional tie to that character.
And there were many times where it was so dark and they would slowly move, like the characters would slowly turn. I'm like, something's going to be behind them. We're going to see something in the forest peeking or something like that. Never happened. Never. There's so many opportunities where they could have put something in there.
Like after she killed her mom, she's just staring into the woods?
Yes.
You know, maybe have the fucking rabbit there. Let's bring the rabbit back.
Yes.
Nope. Just going to stare blankly into the fucking woods.
It's like watching About Schmidt. No one cares about your lie.
That was a nice deep pull. I love that.
I did like that, yeah. All right, so, you know, that's The Witch.
Would you recommend The Witch to anybody?
Not really.
No.
No. I know we're in the minority, Mercedes and I are, because this thing's getting great fucking reviews.
I don't know how. I think people don't know about
it. Even would you agree? I'm surprised it's getting the user reviews it is.
Critical reviews, I think it's where it should be.
User reviews.
User reviews, I am very surprised. Not that I think people should shit on it. It's just that general audiences, this is not a general audience movie. This is an avant-garde art film. And because it's been in mainstream cinema, it's just, it's
and
very
they're
bizarre.
They're building it out as a full-on horror movie, which it's not. I'm just surprised more people haven't come out disappointed from this film because of what they saw in the trailer.
I will tell you, however,
like they were with Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Yeah. Everybody was so fucking disappointed because it didn't live up to the trailer. This movie doesn't either.
Now, to end this off, I do want to know what your reaction is going to be about this. Do you know what A24 is planning to do with the proceeds from this movie?
From the Vivitch?
It's from the Vivitch. The director, he is going to be doing another movie.
Nosferatu.
They're redoing Nosferatu in the same vein as The Witch.
Which will ruin it for me. I'm kind of depressed.
The original Nosferatu, the silent film?
Yeah, Max Schreck, yes.
I think this type of movie fits Nosferatu.
I don't think so at all.
Because if you look at the old silent, I mean, they are, yeah.
And that's if they can. There's still, like, legit a lawsuit out on that.
We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. It might happen.
But now, I mean, if you like avant-garde horror, go watch this. If you're going in for gore and violence and murder and horror movie stuff that you're used to in 2016, don't go see this.
Is there something against killing a baby on screen? Like, is that just something you don't do in a movie?
I mean, it's been done before. I just think it's really? It just in bad taste.
It's bad taste. Really people just don't do it. I mean,
there's nothing like legal against it.
No,
you can do anything in a movie.
Yeah,
a
Serbian film.
Yeah,
you talk about baby rape or whatever.
Yeah,
that's a terrible movie too. But,
really?
Yeah.
It's a movie that's...
There are films that expand into stuff like that that is very taboo.
And usually those movies, like a Serbian film, they're doing it just because it's taboo.
Yeah.
Oh. And that's not why you should make a movie.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe.
I think this movie should have... The Witch should have went all out artsy or not.
I think it was pretty all out artsy.
Though. See, I don't think it was.
Don't worry. We'll talk about this at the end of the year, 2016.
When it makes my worst of.
When it makes your worst of, and I know it's going to make my best of.
All right. We still have a lot of movies. It might not. This might not be in the top 10 by the end of the year.
Tarzan.
Fuck you.
We're seeing Tarzan. We have to go.
All right. Yeah, we'll see Tarzan.
You have no say.
I have a say.
No, you don't.
All right, we did it. Cop. High five.
Yeah. Yeah. God, fuck you. Love you, Mercedes.